Happy New Year, folks.
Happy New Year.
It's 2025?
Oh, it sounds so weird that every hurts. Time. I don't think any of you, Courtney, you might remember back when we used to write paper checks a good bit, and it would take a month to write the correct year. Like, it'd be February before I was writing 2025. We don't write a lot of paper checks anymore, and to represent the absolute transition in that tradition and generation, I think we have at least two generations represented in the studio today. Two and a half, maybe. We do have full-price Courtney in studio. We're without the Yanni Donny. We're without the English Wonder himself. But we do have the great Adiah. We have the Grady Dill, the Dill Pickle, in studio with us. And for the first time in a very long time, we have the littlest biddlest. We have the smallest in the Tremonti crew in studio. Say hello.
Hello.
That is the sweetest little Lainey voice that exists.
You all know that voice. She's always telling you to check out the Todd Tremonti reviews.
Google Todd Tremonti and check out over 700 five-star reviews.
That's you, sweet girl. She's only moderately embarrassed in studio. Probably not, really. If you're catching us on the YouTubes, look at that sweet little face. Okay, folks, we are DFW Real Estate Weekly, and we're here again every week to answer your real estate questions. All you got to do is call or text 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008. Or you can just go online anytime. Big Brother's voice.
TodTremontiTeam.com.
And he doesn't sound like that anymore either. Hey, folks, it's the new year. Time to look back and reflect. And for me, it's on how my children's voices and everything has changed. But we just had a heck of a Christmas and a New Year's. We did a little camping. We might tell you a little bit about that. But we want to know what's going on with you. If you've got questions about your real estate, or if maybe you never had a chance to enter your argument or position on the best Christmas movie houses or Christmas movie traditions. Ian tried to blow some weird British traditions by us this year. We allowed a couple.
Yeah, we had some fun shows.
There was some funky food stuff in there, though. But we're 2025 now. We're post-holiday. We're still coasting on the fumes a little bit. The Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team is getting it back together here in the office. The gang is back together. The David pretzels are no longer
in my belly.
We've eaten them all.
Honestly, I had a moment where I thought I might have a legit addiction. We went to dinner. Remember, Lainey? We went to dinner and we were eating really good hamburgers. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I can finish my burger. And my kids are like, this has never happened before. I was like, I think I had too many pretzels.
Mm-hmm. What a great problem to have.
Too many of Mr. David's delicious, savory pretzels. All right, folks, if you got questions, 214-310-0008. But lots to cover today, not just your neighborhood homes, but your homes on land. Maybe you just had quite a Christmas haul, and now you got some things you need to kind of get out in the yard or get around the house and install or figure out or enjoy. We can talk about that. We can also talk about lots of different aspects of what 2025 is probably going to look like. And of course, you can request a free strategy session anytime. We'll talk to you through our 2025 DFW Real Estate Market Outlook. But Courtney had a question.
Yeah, Todd, this is a big year for us. 2025 is your 20th year of the team. Mm-hmm. And I just first of all, I want to know how long you've been doing this. You've been doing this longer than we've been a team.
Right.
And I... just tell us about becoming a team, what you're thinking, how you want to honor, celebrate, think about this year. I mean, 20 years. Are you old?
It feels, there's a little, there's a little Lil Jon aspect to that of just,
what?
Yeah. 20 years. Okay, so I started flipping houses in 01, 02, not as an agent, but as a human. And then I got my real estate license early in 03. My broker license in 05. So you can start kind of doing the math on when all those things sort of fell into place. The team has been as active as it looks right now for 20 years. It has taken on a couple different iterations and grown up, and the level of people and technology and systems and marketing and value we deliver just keeps on getting better, which, by the way, is an obvious testament to it's not just me. Everyone knows that. I'm also very much aware of that. So as we add, you know, more committed people, more skilled people, more educated people, more focused people, more bought in. And as we get more and more clear on our gifts and abilities and vision and calling, people, the right people are attracted to that. So that's kind of the biggest overarching 20-year deal. Now, little Lainey is in studio. And I can remember when she would sit in the back seat of the car in her little bitty car seat, like infant car seat. And some of her first words, you know, were rolling out. Do you remember, do you know what I'm about to say? When we would drive around and you would see one of our real estate yard signs somewhere, what you would say? She would say, Daddy Yogo, Daddy Yogo. She meant Daddy's logo, which meant she saw one of our signs. Okay, that was probably 7 years ago. But even back before that, both of my kids knew, like, how does Daddy answer the phone? They could probably tell you someone's calling off of a yard sign, or someone's calling off of a radio ad, or someone's calling, you know, they've from a referral, because that was what life looked like in those earlier years. You know, it's been a while since I was out doing as much of that all by myself, where we have amazing agents like Grady and others who are way better at that than I ever was. So you think about a 20 plus year journey. It went from me just trying to figure it all out to having specialists on the team who are better in their first, second, third, fourth year than I was in my 15th, because the teams have got a better model where they can be specialized and be experts at that. But it's funny that initially when you said, how long have you been doing this? I kind of was like, which this are we talking about? Yeah. How long have you been doing the radio show? Well, the radio show in some form or fashion is about 9 years old. The YouTube stuff where we did radio, like Q&A, helpful instructional stuff, is 13, 14 years old. Teaching and offering educational stuff is probably 16 years old. You know, so much of what we do and still feels fresh and exciting to me. And you're like, no, I've been doing this for a long time. And then honestly, public confession, over the years, some of those things have kind of lost their energy and excitement, and we've reiterated and done new things. You know, Courtney, you joining the team finally got us over the hump on the podcast. People have been asking us forever, hey, I missed the show this weekend. Where's your podcast? And we were just like, we don't have one. We don't do things that we can't be really, really good at doing. And of course, we've made mistakes. We've done some things that we weren't world-class at. And those are the things we were willing to go, nope, not anymore. But let me ask you a question, Grady.
Hit me.
You haven't been here for the full 20 plus years. You've been here for several, couple years. And you're, well, I'll stop short of defining what you do. What is your perspective of what you see in the 20th year? How do you feel like the previous 19, 20 have helped you or serve you, or what's the value of that to our clients? You have a newer perspective is all I'm trying to tap into. So any way you want to comment on that of just going, hey, 20 years of this thing being built has led to what?
You're saying like 20 years of what you've built up.
Yeah, not just me, building, but yeah. So yeah, you're getting to see something that's been built over 20 years and you're coming in year 18, 19, you know, and what does that mean for you or for our clients?
Well, you hear the stories of who came before me, who's been here within the 20-year time frame. And so the people that have come and built up this process alongside you.
Yep.
And as I even see like raving fans of our team, you hear the stories of how it's evolved and how it's grown. Yeah. And for somebody like me who's come in and has been here for a couple of years now, as the new guy especially, I'm jumping into something that's really well built and pretty established.
Yeah.
But, you know, the clay has been formed and molded over the years, but it's still getting to do that into the fine details of.
Yeah. No, I love that. You made me think of a story that I think David might have told on radio once. So David's been on the team 10 years, so about half of that. And his earliest years were some really formative years where we weren't completely changing the model, but we were making some pretty significant changes. And he'll tell you things like, that's not how we did it before. That's not how it was before. And so it's really funny for him. Like in his early years, he would get on the phone with someone and they would be like, what company again? And that just doesn't happen as much. You know, we're not Pepsi or Coca-Cola or whatever, but it's way more rare that somebody would be like, I've never heard of y'all, you know, or I did a quick search and I don't know anything about you. Like, oh, wow, you guys have like almost 1,000 reviews. Well, obviously that wasn't the case 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. And obviously we're proud to be able to attract people of Grady's caliber And I'm hearing you say, you know, you value that groundwork that's been laid for you to be able to do that. Good stuff. So radio, 9-ish years in this format, all on here, right here on WBAP. Our time has changed, like the hour that our show is on. And then you can still catch all that on YouTube. You can catch it on the podcast. YouTube, we were one of the first people in DFW on YouTube for real estate. And then just one of my biggest mistakes ever. We took a couple of years off, felt like the world caught up. And then we've been, you know, a leader in that space for a long, long time. But, you know, some of these things I feel like haven't changed in 20 plus years. And then other things, it's like we're three businesses down the road from that. Like we've grown up and learned so much. And one of the things I'm proud of in 20 years, 20 plus years, is we have always held fast to that. We do not have it all figured out. There's still so much to learn. And I've seen companies that have had some seasons where they're really great, even in DFW, even in residential real estate. And then 3 or 4 or 5 years later, it's like, what happened to them? And they lost sight of that. Like, there's always something to learn. There's always someone that we should be listening to that can help us get better. Sometimes that's the client, the consumer. Sometimes it's a competitor. Sometimes it's a complainer. But I think our team is getting better at that all the time. So, you know, so much more in 20 plus years, but those are the things that come to mind that really excite me. And I'll tell you something that we certainly didn't say in the first 10 was that we have a waiting list, right? So when I think right now, like early 2025, I think if people want to work with us this spring and summer, and obviously we say all the time on this show, that is not the only time to buy and sell. It's not even necessarily the best time to buy and sell for you and your situation, but it's obviously a popular time. But if somebody wants to sell a home with us this spring, that you need to let us know right now, folks. We have a limited number of people that we can deliver our world-class guaranteed service to. Usually about 16 people we can help spring and summer with homes on land to buy or sell each. And then same thing for like neighborhood homes, neighborhoods you really want to be in. Our sell side folks can help about 16 in that side. So if you want to be one of those people and you want the guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time, you want a full-time world-class professional that's likely to be a best-selling author and, you know, has the authority of years and years of experience of the best system in the market, you need to let us know. Get on that list now. You don't have to put your house on the market right now, but you need to let us know and reserve one of those spots. So that you can get the benefits of that. And the same thing is true for the buy side. We have a little bit more capacity on the buy side. We have a few more specialists. But you need to let us know, hey, we're planning to buy this spring or this summer or even this fall. But the capacity issue right now that we're looking at is for spring and summer, that sort of early March to mid-August time frame where we know our capacity to truly delight our client and deliver world-class value. And we're going to say no to some people. Every year we do. And some people will get on a waiting list. But if you want to secure one of those spots, give us a call right now. 214-310-0008. Or you can always just Google Todd Tremonti. But don't ever forget, you can go to
ToddTremontiTeam.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How many days a year?
365.
Nailed it.
So smart.
Such a great educational system.
Man. I'm telling you. Okay, so over the past 20 years, you've built this, like, talking about buying and selling, you've built this, like, 7-step process. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about, like, the old way you used to do this and how people and how you came to the 7-step process and how people respond.
I will do that. And it's such a, I literally woke up thinking about something that I forgot. I woke up thinking about that I will now share. But funny thing, Patrick Glaros has been my personal preferred go-to and the one I recommend mortgage lender all 20 of those years. Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
PatrickGlaros.com. Patrick Glaros for all your mortgage needs. My wife and I have never used a mortgage lender for our personal business other than Patrick Glaros, ever. Not once. And we've been buying and selling and investing and remodeling and things for all 20 plus of those years. And I think you should too. PatrickGlaros.com. NMLS number 308804. Just go to his website. You can find his phone number, find his email and all that stuff. But it's Patrick Glaros, G-L-A-R-O-S, Patrick GLaros.com. Now, I woke up laughing because I had been doing some like YouTube research on us, like just, you know, end of the year evaluation of our own stuff. And I found on an old channel that we don't use anymore what we used to refer to as the bridge video. Both of you are too new. I don't think you've ever heard us talk about it.
Yeah.
The bridge video. And the bridge video was when a former team member who's still a wonderful friend picked up a pie this year. He's going to be selling a house with us in this later than 2025. Just an incredible Richardson guy that we know and love. We were standing on the bridge over Prairie Creek, Canyon Creek. And he held up a cell phone and just said, hey, just like walk me through our process for sellers. And I just started talking. And that turned into our 7-step proprietary marketing system. We had never packaged it as 7 steps. We had never like foolishly never written it down and quantified it. We knew that's what we did. And we did it the same way. But this is part of growing over 20 years of saying, no, we're going to do these things the same way every time. We still customize for people. We still guarantee to sell your house over the average time, over the average price and under the average time. Courtney, you could have called me out there. Over the average price and under the average time. But that was the first time that I had just said, we do this and this and this and this and this. And we always joked about it because he thought it was going to be like a 2-minute video and it turned into like a 14-minute video. And he's just holding a cell phone, propping up his elbow, his hands are shaking. Wow. And I found it and I watched it the other night and I was like, oh, everything about this is 15 years old, you know. Mm. But we called it the bridge video. And to your question, it was formational in how this 7-step proprietary marketing system came up and our 13-point home buyers program came up. These are things that came together over the course of improving and failing and finding out, wow, that client got way more money. That client just really enjoyed the process better. This client struggled a little bit. What can we do better? Sometimes it was on us. Some other times it was like, oh, that has nothing to do with us, but we could extend our service and our value further, go above and beyond, maybe add a staff or a technology and make this process easier for people. So, you know, Grady, as you help dozens of buyers every year, what are some of those things our team does that you're like, I didn't build this, but I'm using it to help buyers get world-class, you know, purchase opportunities?
Well, I love when we talk about negotiating and just like the art of it.
Pause. Everyone talks about negotiating. This is obviously not original.
This is different.
What do you mean?
This is very different.
He sounded like Rogan right
there. Did I really? Different. Oh, is that a compliment? Different.
That was a compliment.
No, but I love when I'm sitting down with a potential client and I'm walking him through our systems, getting to negotiations, and typically people do what you just did. They're like, isn't this what everybody does?
Like, yeah, that's why I'm hiring you.
But getting them to walk through with them. No, everybody says they do this, but are they actually putting the effort forward to do this?
Okay, hold on, Courtney. You ready?
And now, this.
Lainey, my sweet and delightful CCO, Chief Cuteness Officer, is below 10 years old. Could you explain to her how negotiation works from the perspective of the Todd Tremonti home selling team?
Ooh.
And maybe compare it to normal.
However you want to get anything. Well, if you, like,
So the normal everyday buyer, seller, and sadly, most real estate agents would define negotiation how? Anyone?
Trying to win an argument.
Yeah, working out the terms of the agreement, arguing over price, you're going to throw in the refrigerator, stuff like that, right?
Well, when I'm negotiating, what I'm doing is as I've figured out my strengths in this business, there's a strength of relational building and relationships. And so it's how can I lean into the relationship, but also protect my client in the wording and things that I say so that we have, you could say, an advantage or some leverage as we walk through potential issues that come up, as we walk through going against other offers and other agents.
Let me pause you for a second.
Yeah.
So the world defines negotiation as like hammering out the terms and like fighting for your side versus the other side. Some version of that, right? You're saying that yours is different because you're like thoughtful and relational. Okay. If you're not careful, that sounds lame, right? I mean, like if we're being honest, people are watching and listening and they're like, oh, you're so special.
Yep.
Right. Well, here's the definition we would use. And then maybe think about this differently.
Okay.
Grady and I and our team would define negotiation as anything that he does or I do or we do that impacts your leverage in the arrangement? Anything we say or do or write or agree to or change or promote, anything we do that impacts your leverage, that impacts your price, your negotiation terms, your freedom, your flexibility, the quality of your sleep. That's a very different definition than hammering out the terms of the agreement. Mm-hmm. So if you view that and you go, hey, the way I answer the phone, the way I deliver information, the speed, the tone, the professionalism, the accuracy, the way I do all those things changes your leverage. You get more money, more time, more freedom, more flexibility, more outs. They get less outs, whatever. All of a sudden, then you're like, okay, that relational ability now mm-hmm. is a really big lever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've got an agent that I just got done working with. And when everything started, as soon as we executed, I had a phone call with her and I was like, hey, we are obviously here. I have my client's best interest in mind. You have yours as well. But also, I want us both to look great here and mm-hmm. be winners here. And so let's be on the same team through this process. And obviously I worded this a little differently, but it's painting the picture of, hey, we are working together here, whether we're on a team together or not, we want this to go really smooth and be a win for our clients. And so how can we do that together? And it paints the picture.
And she responded, okay, everyone says this, let's just move forward with our traditional caring and thoughtful. No, she didn't.
No. I mean, it's the way that I present and converse with her of caring for who she is and who her clients are.
And my guess would be that she was like, wow, that's refreshing.
Yeah, because it wasn't, even when problems came up, it wasn't hey, you are the enemy here.
Yeah, and for the friends and neighbors and everybody that's watching or listening right now, they're thinking, okay, like be a nice guy. Think about this. When the agent on the other side likes your agent and feels like, hey, I would not want to frustrate you. I would not mm-hmm. want to harm you or hurt you.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the ways that a skillful agent, not manipulate, mm-hmm. but can use that appropriately and ethically to your advantage, you, their client. Mm-hmm. Grady's clients win because this other agent is like, I would hate to harm you. You've been so kind and thoughtful. Even if at times you have to be a stickler in negotiation, the level of tolerance and respect and willingness to work together is huge. So again, we would define negotiation as anything we do or say at all, our entire team, that impacts your outcome, the amount of sleep you have, your time, your stress, your money, any of that. And that's a big deal. And that's been formed over 20 plus years of getting it right and getting it wrong and not being so naive to think that that's all just warm and fuzzy and doesn't matter, that we need to go work on more tie downs and if then options. And we've done all that too. We've taken the Harvard negotiation courses and the MIT course, and we've read every book, and we've done all the Herb Cohen stuff, and we've done all the FBI negotiator stuff with Chris Voss. If it's about negotiation, we're going all the way down the rabbit hole. But it's those soft skills and the ability to care for and lead people, even if they're supposed to be an adversary in the deal, that we just don't see out there very much. Folks, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 2025, you still have a few weeks to get a free strategy session for us in the month of January, where we just sit down, buy you a cup of coffee, a Coke, a Topo Chico, answer any question you have, and lay out a plan, whether you're ready to buy or sell now or next month or next quarter or next year or in the next decade. We've been here 20 plus years. We're going to be here another 20 plus years. So if you would like to take advantage of those at no cost with Grady or one of our other team members, just call or text 214-310-0008. You can text the word strategy or call, or of course, you can go online anytime to
DutchMoneyTeam.com.
Welcome back, party people. Welcome back. Happy New Year, by the way. Happy 2025. There it is. I'm not fully comfortable saying it yet. So Grady's helping me. Happy 2025.
Sounds weird.
It is. Lots of weird things are going to happen in 2025. Starting to think about some age things, but let's move forward. This is a radio show. I am Todd Tremonti, and this is DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. We've got the full studio. We don't have the Yanni Donnie with us, but dare I say we haven't skipped a beat. We've got full price Courtney in studio. She usually yells right now.
Woo-woo!
We've got the Grady of the Grady Dill, the Dill Pickle. Grady, what's going on?
Yo, what's up?
And we have the Chief Cuteness Officer at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. We have Lainey.
Hello.
That's right. One more time.
Hello.
so sweet. Okay, folks, we're going to get to little Lainey here in a little while, as she is going to tell us one of her favorite things about our backyard and our friends over at goodgaragefloors.com. But the first segment of this part of the show is, as always, brought to you by Patrick Glaros. Why? Because he's been with us for 20-something years, serving our home buyers and our friends and our neighbors and tons of people that we don't even work with when it comes to buying a home, refinancing, buying an investment, anything with a mortgage attached. And by the way, also just about all of your banking services as well. So maybe you need a non-mortgage type loan. Maybe it's commercial or a bridge loan or something like that. Maybe you're looking for an actual banker that can help you with that. Patrick and his team can offer all of that. Just check it out at patrickglaros.com. G-L-A-R-O-S. patrickglaros.com. Now, these guys have licenses, and Patrick's number is NMLS numbers, 308-804. I wouldn't try to remember that, but I would try to remember patrickglaros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, for the absolute most thoughtful, kind, and educational mortgage help that you can find, patrickglaros.com. Now, look, there's a ton going on, but there's also a ton going on in Lakewood. Grady, I know you've worked the streets of Lakewood in ministry and in real estate.
That's right.
So real quick, if someone is from out of the area, what's going on in Lakewood? What's it like? Where is it? Quick
you know, brief. And all, I want to hear the overview, but I will just say that I think you think about somebody moving from out of town,
yep,
or not being familiar, and you like look at the map and you're like, oh, lake life. You know, I think discussing lake life.
Oh, you're thinking Lakewood sounds like boating.
Lake. Yes, and there's White Rock Lake.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, honestly, if you looked at the map, you might not see Lakewood. It's not quite, you know.
It's not super defined. I would say, according to your point, I was the most shocked when I was first diving into Lakewood a few years ago that there is a lake there outside Lakewood, but nobody gets in the lake. It's not a swimming lake. It's not a leisure lake.
You can't even have a motorized boat.
I think it's illegal to get in.
There's a yacht club right there. There's a rowing
club.
You can sail.
And there's like a 10-mile trail that you can run around. There's
very popular. Almost as popular as posting a picture of yourself on the trail.
Right.
Is running on.
Yeah. But the lake life isn't what you would see at another lake.
Yeah.
You know?
Nobody's this isn't your summer country music anthem about the lake.
No.
This is more of your...
This is a Dallas lake.
Dallas Country Club.
Let's go take some pictures and run.
By the way, it's awesome. Don't hear us knocking it.
Oh, it is great.
We're just talking about the misnomer, potentially, if you were out of towner and you're like, oh, Lakewood. So what is it like?
Okay, so on a joking sense, I would say...
Careful.
Lakewood is Highland Park without being Highland Park.
I'm from out of town. I don't know what that means. I think it means
Highland Park's
one of the most prestigious neighborhoods on the planet.
Yes.
Super high end. It's where the Cowboys owner lives, that kind of stuff.
And I would say if you want that, but you don't want to be in Highland Park, Lakewood is where people tend to go.
Lakewood is a little more classic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. There's that. And there's also a mix of that as well as a lot of fresh grads that are renting on like the M streets.
Okay.
So you'll see a lot of either SMU students or...
Is Lakewood claiming all the way up to the M Street?
That's what I was wondering.
So
this is the problem. This is why
this
I'm kind of...
tricky.
I'm putting Grady on the spot because Lakewood is defined differently by different people.
I throw it all the way... Honestly, I go all the way up to Mockingbird.
Wow. Hot take.
Which I don't know if everybody would do that. But for me, I understand it best when I do that. And so I go all the way up to... Mockingbird, and then
do you go all the way over to Central? Greenville?
I go to Greenville.
Okay.
So if
you're from out of the area, we're talking northeast of downtown Dallas. You've got the lake, the Arboretum. You have some little bitty older homes that are great, and then you have some big, gorgeous homes. You have the country club. You have sort of small, traditional, historic retail.
Yep.
You don't have nearly as much like straight line. Big boxy retail, although some of that is coming and is kind of revitalized and taking it. But it's bendy streets. It's not necessarily
it's really
your
unique.
Normal. Yeah. So it's unique. It's kind of a pocket as much as it is like a defined part of town.
Yep.
It is very well thought of.
There's so
people
much character.
Absolutely love living there. People love the idea of someday living there. Mm-hmm. And to Grady's point, you have the generational gorgeous homes on the golf course. Mm-hmm. And then you have people that are either at SMU or living in Dallas or commuting that really, really want to be in or near or around mm-hmm. Lakewood for the lifestyle, the restaurants, the club, and the association of it.
Yeah.
So it is a very positive association as far as value and lifestyle and things like that. Now, when it comes to real estate, price range could be, what are you thinking?
I mean, to get in is probably $700 or $800.
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult to own a home in Lakewood under $750 or something.
Yeah, and even the entry level, you're going to have to put some money into it to get it where you want to be.
Yeah, very few exceptions. You occasionally will see someone sneak in differently. So that's kind of the early stages, and then there's almost no top.
Right.
It's usually not the absolute highest priced anything because of land availability. You don't see as many huge lots like you might see in a Preston Hollow or something up in Frisco, but you can, there are some big lot properties there,
oh,
but
yeah.
These are traditional homes that have been there for a while, and it is inner ring for sure.
Yeah. T.D. Jakes.
Okay.
You know the name?
Pastor.
Used to live in Lakewood right off the lake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the price. He sold it a few years back.
Let's say not cheap.
Not cheap. There is no ceiling in Lakewood.
Yeah. So it can go Yikes. Way up tens of millions for sure.
Yeah.
And there's so much unique, custom, traditional, that like comparable pricing comparisons mm-hmm. are very difficult.
Yeah.
You do have some neighborhoods that way back in the day were thought of as like, that's a second mm-hmm. home, lake home community. So they're sort of bungalow, small lot, small homes. And then, of course, you have like, you know, Monticello repeats
yeah.
and like literally colonial type gorgeous yeah. properties with like views of the lake. And again,
yeah.
the Arboretum and some like institutional corporate commercial things that are draws, mm-hmm. but not known for a ton of that.
Right.
Much more of a, you know, custom traditional feel.
Yeah, it's fascinating driving through the neighborhoods because you see homes that have been torn down and custom built up.
Yeah.
And then you see the original houses that they've just stripped the inside
yeah.
and redone it. And it's
and
everything's
like
different.
Handfuls of originals that people have still held on to.
Yep.
Where you're like, we sold one on San Cristobal, and it's been a long time now. But they were one of the holdouts that were like, nope, that built-in corner furniture piece that was like custom craftsmanship when this thing was built, we are not ripping that out.
Yeah.
You know, and so you're like, yeah. It would be hard to live in that home if you're 6'2" or taller,
yeah.
you know, but it's really charming, very, 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 very cool stuff. And there's some neighborhoods over there with trees that are like older than whole communities around here. Right. And like literally the neighborhood's 5 or 10 degrees cooler because there's massive mature trees that keep it cool. So very, 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 very cool. Lakewood's amazing place to live. If you're from within the area, you know a lot of what we just said, but there might have been a couple little surprises there. And I would say if you're considering that at all, go for a drive.
Yep.
Go check it out.
Go walk around.
Go have a meal. Go for a walk. Make sure you post that on your Instagram because everyone needs to know if you go for a walk around White Rock Lake.
Yep.
That's a joke, by the way, for folks that don't know that, of like it's such a popular thing, lifestyle cool thing, that there are a lot of photos of people in running gear at the lake that maybe that's it. That was the whole visit. There wasn't yeah. really a walk or a run. Turkey trot.
The car was actually on the whole time.
Yeah, they never turned the engine off. Anyway, Lakewood is a very, very cool place. And if you haven't scouted it in a while, maybe something you look at again. And certainly there's kind of outer Lakewood that maybe not fully defined as Lakewood where you
yeah.
get up into Lower Greenville or East Dallas and still some very, very cool things happen. So mm-hmm. check out Lakewood. We think you should. We like it a lot. Now, I do want to remind everybody that no matter what you're doing, insurance is a real thing, especially when it comes to your home and auto. And whether you like the cost of it, dealing with it, shopping it, you're going to need somebody. Mm. And the somebody that I use and think very highly of is DP Lambert at Goosehead Insurance. You can just email him, dp.lambert@goosehead.com. dp.lambert@goosehead.com. But insurance prices are seemingly always going up, certainly lately in Texas, as some of these insurance carriers have simply chosen not to insure in our area and others have needed to increase their prices. You can like them or not, but you can really like your expert, your person, if it's DP Lambert, and you can email him at dp.lambert@goosehead.com. dp.lambert@goosehead.com. Now, lots more to talk about today on the show, but if you have a question, or a comment, or a vote in one of our holiday related competitions that we had. Christmas movie houses. Best Christmas movies was an absolute slugfest around here. Let us know. 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008. You might have missed our holiday gift guide or even our backyard gift guide. Those are not only for the holidays. Maybe there's a birthday. Maybe you just need to give yourself the gift of enjoying your home and your yard through the rest of the winter, or you're thinking right now already about the spring and getting out there for some fun in the yard or in the park or whatever. But check out those gift guides. They're not dead. The holidays have come and sadly gone, but those suggestions are still really, really, really helpful for you. But it's the time of year, last week and this week, that we talk a lot about goals. It's not too late to have whatever you want to call it, a resolution or a goal, or Courtney might use a different terminology. She's not a real big fan of feeling burdened by goals, which I respect, but she still wants to live a big, vibrant life. So what are some things like that people might be excited about at the very beginning of the year? They might have some plans or ideas or dreams this year about what are some things that if you're not like obsessed about goals that you are like, I hope we do this year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for me, like regarding my home, I'm like, I've spent so much on landscaping and like, I kind of want to try a slower, more like a gardening headspace of like, how do I tend? I have this phrase that I'm carrying into the new year, which is heal my land. I think this my grass has a fungus.
Restoration agriculture moment here. Hey, do you like salsa?
Love.
Here's my challenge to you. Grow a salsa garden.
Yeah, that's it. Get some howls.
Whatever your favorite peppers are, whatever your favorite peppers are, whatever your favorite tomatoes are, it's almost too late on some onions, but we could do some small onions. Maybe tomatillo, whatever. Mm. By the way, find your favorite. I'll tell everybody right now, I love Papacitos. I'm sorry to my friends at Papacitos, but you can find the perfect knockoff recipe for the salsa at Papacitos, and it's the best out there. Serve it warm. If you have one you like better, just go find that one. That's my thing.
I want to get that today.
So here's the deal. Just grow that stuff. All that stuff will do well in the mid to late spring, early summer, and then it'll kind of struggle when it's like brutally hot. And then it'll do well again all spring, all fall until we get to a hard winter. So you get two salsa seasons and then throw in whatever else you want to try. But all of those things are easy to grow here. The onions are a little bit harder, but the tomatoes and the peppers are like so stinking easy. You could do a little garlic. You don't have to, though. It's just so easy to buy. All this stuff's easy to buy. You're not doing it because you're saving money. You're doing it for exactly what you just said. A little peace of mind, a little slow me down, a little work with my hands and turn off the motor in my brain, a little bit of show the kids where food comes from, a little bit of like, I added a little life back to my yard. That's kind of what I heard you saying.
So it's just a hope. It's a hope for the new year.
I will give you the seeds. I will give you the seeds of the varieties of those things that will work.
Thank you.
And all you got to do is like,
Lainey, you come
don't
help
freeze
me.
Them, don't burn them. Hey, Lainey can talk about this. When we have friends come over, we're not going to say their names, but you know which friends. And we say, go get it. What do they go get in our garden? What do they just go eat? Grab it and eat it in our garden.
Tomatoes, really anything in the garden.
And which berries? When we have good ones.
Blackberries.
Yeah. Raspberries, blackberries, and tomatoes. Cherry tomatoes are the ones that they just pluck and eat.
Totally.
And all those things you can grow almost effortlessly if you plant it.
Do you think a cherry tomato does better than a big old
in our climate, tomato? 100% yes. Undoubtedly.
Undoubtedly.
You can grow a big beefsteak or something like that, but it's going to take some work, or you're going to have to put it in an atypical location.
Those dang squirrels.
But out in the scorching heat of North Texas, as long as you give it consistent, appropriate water, cherry tomatoes will do great. I love sweet 100s. You can have some fun with sweet 1000s, and I'll give you some others. This is not a show about that. Although
I would be getting something about salsa now.
I'm
building a top
listen,
three list.
I know that Neil Sperry on this here radio station is the guru. I've bought all of his books. I've listened to his show. I get his newsletter. He's the guru. But just for simple, like something I might want to do with my house and my yard this year. By the way, we're about to get Grady talking about his incredible new patio.
Yes.
These are things you could do in a pot. You could do them in the ground. You can bring them in and out if you wanted to. And almost go full year round with it. But get you a little salsa garden this year, just as something. And then if we want to get adventurous, I can help you. And if you get more adventurous than me, Neil Sperry is your guy. Okay, folks, let's put him on the spot. We've got him with us. We've got the Dill, the Grady Dill, the Dill Pickle, the Grady Dia in studio. You bought a patio this year.
I bought a patio.
This sounds really cheesy, but a house came with it.
Yeah.
Your wife, your delightful wife, incredible, bought a house.
Yeah.
But you bought a patio.
I bought the patio. Yeah.
What are we doing with this patio? How has it like served your soul already?
Oh, it's been so good. The first day we moved in, I strung up lights.
Also on our backyard buying list.
Because you have to.
You have to.
Set those bad boys on a timer.
Don't worry, Lainey. We're coming to you with some backyard questions
and
in a second.
And mounted a TV back there.
Mm-hmm.
And so all fall, Saturday morning, starting at 8 a.m., college game day. Me sitting out there with a cup of coffee. And
the crowd
lights
loves
are on.
It.
The and the time change it. Has shifted things a little bit.
Yeah!
But when I first moved in, it was real dark out. And sun would start to rise. The waterfall and the pool's going. I mean, it was.
Look,
it is.
If
magical.
You are not currently at a place where you do or can own a home, we love you, we care for you, but we want to help you. We want to help you
real bad
achieve this. Whether it's in your apartment, your townhome, your first house, your second house, your forever home, or whatever, there is something about what he just said, and your version of that might be slightly different.
Yeah.
Whether it's a sunrise, a sunset, college game day, or the Westminster Kennel Club thing, whatever.
Yeah.
But getting outside a little bit, get in touch with nature.
It's good for you.
It's so good for you. When the weather's right, sometimes in North Texas it's not right, but when it's right, man, is it so good. All right, we're going to come back to you, Grady, on incredible things you have done and hope to do this year, goals for the patio space.
Great.
Lainey, what is your favorite thing or one of your favorite things in our backyard?
There are so many things.
Okay. Let me narrow it down then. What is your favorite thing to do on the pickleball court?
Pickleball.
Okay. Play pickleball with who? Do you like playing with our family or your friends? And it's okay. We don't have no pressure.
Family?
Okay. Family. You like it when you have an opportunity to beat your older sister and your older brother, right? What little sibling doesn't?
Yeah.
Also, when your friends come over, they love the pickleball court, right? Like, that's one of the first places they want to go?
Yeah.
Okay. What else do we do on the pickleball court other than pickleball?
Basketball, volleyball, just run around.
Roller skating and pogo sticks and four square and hopscotch and so many things. And that's our quick little promo, Lainey and Todd's promo for goodgaragefloors.com, because they are the ones that did that. We had a big concrete slab in our backyard, and we used it some, but how do we use it? A little bit more, a lot more, or like intergalactic, holy moly, we use it way more now?
The last thing you said.
The intergalactic, holy moly one. Yeah. Ever since goodgaragefloors.com came out and made that concrete slab look less sketchy, less ugly, we use it five times as much. And friends, literally, we're the kind of people that we tell our friends, like, if you want to come over, invite yourself over. We want you here. So friends will be like, hey, can we come play pickleball? Hey, let's play knockout. Hey, can we come over and swim and hang out on the pickleball court? So that's been so huge for us. And it's because goodgaragefloors.com was able to take something that was already there and bring it to life with boundary lines and stain and colors. They're going to come back out and put a little grit for some more traction on it. And then, of course, they did the garage floor too. Goodgaragefloors.com. I think for like another couple of weeks, they have huge discounts for our friends, our listeners, and our clients. So go to goodgaragefloors.com and tell them that Todd Tremonti sent you, or Courtney, or Grady, or Lainey. Just tell them we sent you, and they'll hook you up with that discount. So, so much that can improve your lifestyle, your peace and relaxation in the home and in the yard. While we're thinking more about outdoors, big backyards, or even normal or even tiny backyards, Grady, what are you looking forward to this year in your outdoor space?
I can't wait to host. Once the weather warms up and the pool gets warm and people are ready to swim again, Blackstone will be on, Smoker will be on.
Can I interrupt you real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
You have a heater on that thing?
In the backyard?
On the pool.
Oh, no. I don't have a heater in the pool.
Something to think about as a goal.
It is. It's on my spreadsheet.
Okay, because the reason for that is there's no better pool party than a winter pool party.
Interesting.
You heat the pool. No one's been swimming in 5 months. And you're like, hey, guys, you got to give people warning time to mentally get it.
Yeah,
you
got
to
prepare.
3 weeks from now, as long as the weather's good, we're heating the pool overnight on a Friday. And all day Saturday, we're doing a pool party.
Are you guys going to get a hot tub? Is that in the spreadsheet?
No, that's not in the spreadsheet. We're slowly chipping away. For those who don't know, I have a spreadsheet built.
Listen, all the dreams. You guys have been in this house for about 8 minutes. The spreadsheets, yeah. You got time. I'm sorry I interrupted.
No.
Some reason, I thought you already had a heater. What else? Okay, so
we have a patio heater.
Hosting probably some very disappointing Oklahoma State football games. Okay. That's okay. It's a rebuilding season.
It's a new year. Season's over.
Sick and Bears. All right, back to you.
Yeah.
What else are you looking forward to enjoying outside?
You know, one of the things...
I don't want to tell people where you live, but this back patio space is so great. I'm excited for you.
Oh, yeah. I want to invite everybody in to the backyard. It's a hoster...
I can't wait.
...extrovert's dream palace.
What are you going to host for? I mean, anything is the answer.
Yeah, give me a reason, and I'll make a...
Oh, you guys like do award shows? Do you watch award shows?
Not really.
Good. Now they do.
I'm proud of you.
No, I don't.
I thought Kelly might, and I would accept that.
No, we don't really.
Okay, good.
No, yeah.
So Oklahoma State football.
Oklahoma State football. Really any sports that are on, okay. We're watching.
He's trying not to say Cowboys right now for obvious
reasons.
I'm
really trying not to say the Cowboys right now.
Both Cowboys.
We had the Chiefs on, yes. On
who doesn't have the Chiefs?
I mean, like,
I didn't. And honestly, I
and was, not because of Taylor Swift.
Okay.
It's all, my in-laws are from Lubbock. They went to Tech, and so they love Mahomes.
We're getting exposed right now for a slight pre-recorded segment, but that's okay. We love you all. Happy New Year. Here's the thing. We love the outdoors. We love the indoors. We want to help you own a home, love your home, or even build a home. If you're thinking house in 2025, even if you don't need us to help represent you, we would love to be of value to you. I mean that. We want to use our God-given gifts and abilities to add value in your life, whether you're buying, renting, selling, investing, protesting your property taxes, remodeling, or considering a vendor of some sort. We would be thrilled to give you 30 to 90 minutes of our time, ideally in person, but we could do that on Zoom if needed, just to help you get some plans in place, to get some answers to your questions, to find out what's possible related to your real estate in 2025 or beyond. All you have to do is call or text 214-310-0008, or you can find us online at toddtremonteteam.com, or you can just Google that number. You know, I know you're sitting down with a bunch of people and having cups of coffee and, you know, whatever. What are real quick in like 10 seconds, what are some things that are topics that are coming up in those strategy sessions?
What needs to happen now to prepare us for when we're ready to buy a house?
Yeah. So if people are thinking, hey, I'm saving, I'm getting ready, or I'm going to buy this summer, or I'm going to buy this fall, or even next year.
Yeah.
What do I need to do now so that that's a huge home run later? And of course, we're getting that question about selling as well. So if you're thinking about buying, selling, investing, remodeling, protesting your taxes, or just enjoying your home, we're happy to offer you a free strategy session. Doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to sign anything. ToddTremonteTeam.com. And don't forget.
Find out what your home would sell for right now in under a minute at ToddTremonteTeam.com.
Say goodbye.
Bye.